Hare Krishna. I'll be reading about Raghav Pandit. Thanishta Bhakshya Samagrim Krishna Yadat Vraje Mitam Seva Sampratam Gaurango Priyo Raghav Pandit. Gunamala Vraje Yashit Damayanti Tutat Swasa. The gopi Thanishta, who brought unlimited amounts of water, food to Krishna in Vraj, has now become Gauranga's dear servant, Raghav Pandit. His sister Damayanti was Gunamala in Krishna Leela, as in the Gauraganudesh Dipika 166-7. In Krishna Leela, Dhanishta Devi would take Krishna's prasad to Radharani on Yashoda Mata's order. Radharani would then lovingly take the prasad. Bhakti Vinod sings in his Bhoga Aarti, Yashamati Ajya Peye Dhanishta Anita Shri Krishna Prashad Radha Bhuije Haye Prita. Mahaprabhu, who was none other than Krishna in the mood of Radharani, similarly accepted the food offerings made by Dhanishta's incarnation, Raghav Pandit. Mahaprabhu resides permanently in Raghav's house. Raghav Pandit's home was in the town of Panihati. Panihati is on the eastern bank of the Ganges, 1 mile from the Shodhpur station on the eastern railway line of Seldha. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written that Mahaprabhu remained permanently in the house of Raghav Pandit. The Lord's manifestations took place in the home of Sachi during Nityanand's dancing in Srivasa's Kirtan and in the house of Raghav Pandit. It is the Lord's nature to be attracted by his devotee's love, as in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 3.2.34-5. Vrindavan Das Thakur's biography of the Lord indicates clearly how dear Raghav Pandit was to Mahaprabhu. When he saw the Lord of his life coming towards his home in Panihati from Srivasa's house in Kumarahatta, Raghav Pandit fell down at his feet, overcome by love. When the Lord of Vaikunth saw Raghav Pandit's devotion, he blessed him with a look of favour. The Lord said, I have come to Raghav's house and forgotten all my distress simply by seeing him. I feel the same pleasure by coming here as I do when I take a refreshing bath in the Ganges, as in the Chaitanya Bhagavat 3.5.81-3. The Lord often told Raghav Pandit to cook for him because he enjoyed accepting his devotion-soaked preparations. Raghav Pandit cooked and fed the Lord with great enthusiasm. Balram's other form, Nityananda Prabhu, would also come to eat at Raghav's house with his companions, and all would praise his cooking. Mahaprabhu especially enjoyed his spinach platters. While he was there, Gadadhar Das, Purandara Pandit, Parmeshwar Das, Raghunath Vaidya, and other great Vaishnavas came to Raghav's house in Panihati by Mahaprabhu's desire. The Lord took Raghav aside in order to explain to him his identity with Nityanand Prabhu. He also told Makaradvajakara that service to Raghav Pandit was the same as service to himself. Raghavira Jhali. Makaradvajakara, a Kayastha who also lived in Panihati, was Raghav Pandit's initiated disciple. It was he who annually carried the bags of food that his spiritual master prepared for the Lord in Puri. He was named the Munship or superintendent of these bags, as in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 3.10.40. Raghavera Jhali or Raghava's bags were filled with various preparations that his sister Damayanti made throughout the year for Mahaprabhu. They have been mentioned in Abhiram Das Thakur's Pata Paryatana and in Chaitanya Charitamrit. Raghav and Damayanti lived in Panihati. They were famous for the bags of food known as the Raghavera Jhali. Raghav Pandit Mahaprabhu's primary follower is the Lord's seventh branch. An important sub-branch, Makaradvajkara, proceeded from him. His sister, Damayanti, was the Lord's dear maidservant, who throughout the year gathered various ingredients for the Lord's bhoga. Raghav filled bags with the foods Damayanti prepared and secretly carried them to Puri for the Lord. The Lord then ate these gifts of food for an entire year. Those bags are still celebrated as Raghavera Jhali, the bags of Raghav Pandit, as stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 1.10.24-27. The generous Raghav Pandit also went with them. Mahaprabhu secretly stayed in his house. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami writes a complete description of these bags in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 3.10. Krishna's devotees in Vraja have no sense of majesty in their attitude to the Lord. Damayanti would prepare shukta for the Lord because she worried that he might have problems with his digestion. Mahaprabhu was overjoyed to receive these preparations that were offered with such affection. Raghav Pandit came with a bag full of condiments prepared very nicely by his sister Damayanti. She made varieties of unparalleled food suitable for the Lord. The Lord would then enjoy them for an entire year that followed. These are the names of some of the pickles and condiments in the bags of Raghav Pandit. Mango mustard pickle, ginger mustard pickle, hot spicy mustard, lime and mango pickle, amrakholi, dried ground mango, sliced dried mango, mangoes preserved in oil and dried mango. With great attention, Damayanti also made a powerful dried bitter vegetable preparation, shukta. Do not disregard shukta because it is a bitter preparation. The Lord derived more happiness from eating this shukta than from drinking panchamrit, a combination of milk, sugar, ghee, honey and curd. Since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, he takes the spirit in which things are done, accepting the love in which a gift is given. He therefore derived great pleasure even from the dry bitter leaves of shukta and from kashandi mustard sauce. Because of her natural love from Mahaprabhu, Damayanti considered him to be an ordinary human being and therefore worried that he might become sick from overeating and get dysentery. She prepared shukta for him since it diminishes the mucus that accumulates in the digestive system, causing dysentery. Damayanti's affection attitude brought great pleasure to the Lord. Raghav Pandit's strict cleanliness. Mahaprabhu joyfully praised the extent of Raghav Pandit's devotion to his entourage in Puri, especially talking about his coconut offerings. Though Raghav Pandit possessed hundreds of coconut trees in his own garden, he would have more expensive nuts brought from afar in order to offer coconut water and pulp as offering that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happily accepted. Raghav Pandit never offered anything to the Lord that was not pure and of highest quality. Paying high prices for the best possible produce, he had mangoes, jackfruit, bananas and other fruit brought from distant villages to be offered to his Mahaprabhu deity. One day, a servant touched the coconut offering after his hand had brushed against the door frame. Raghav, worried that dust from people's feet had surely touched the foodstuffs. Thus, he rejected them as unsuitable for the deity and threw them away. Should anyone criticize Raghav Pandit for throwing fruit away? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur has warned. Raghav Pandit was an eternally perfected servant of Krishna, and not some person with an obsessive compulsive neurosis about cleaning. Nor was he a low-level devotee who artificially projected transcendental qualities on matter. He served the object of his worship without the slightest hint of any materialistic attitude, completely absorbed in transcendental mode of service. As stated in the Anubhashya 2.14.83, excerpted from Sri Chaitanya, His Life and Associates, by Srila Bhakti Ballabh Tirtha Maharaj. Thank you. Hare Krishna.